Rick, this is a big weekend for the greater Pensacola area and really the start of about 12 days of events and activities that are now all under the umbrella of the new fall cultural event, the Foo Foo Festival.
It's the thing that we've been talking about for so long, which is the need to offer enough events and enough to do so that we have an opportunity to market the whole package and hopefully draw people who might want to spend a long weekend here, who might even want to spend a whole week here, although that would be more unusual when the kids are back in school. But we've got so many things to do, as you say, everything from Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival to the Songwriters Festival to the Blue Angels. And I trust that we'll be running in the marathon, Sandra, on Sunday at 6:30 a.m.
All right. You alluded to the fact that with the Foo Foo Festival now, this is a way to market some of these events like the Blue Angels Air Show and Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival, which have been able to stand on their own as tourist attractions. Talk more about how this marketing, this packaging will help in that regard, especially during the off season.
Well, it's so important during the off season to put enough things together so that there's critical mass. You know, it's easy to fill up the beach during July, and so the Blue Angels Air Show during July doesn't add as much extra value as one might think because the hotels are already full for that weekend. They're already charging top dollar. You know, the room rates are so much more expensive in July than they are in January. And so what's really important is to get those sorts of things that can bring people in during the fall season. You know, we have the shoulder season, which really runs from the time that the kids go back to school, second week of August, until the end of November, when tourists might come, they might not come. And then we've got another shoulder season really starting in March that runs until Memorial Day. And it's so important to build activities because we've got capacity and it's real hard to run a profitable business in leisure and hospitality, whether it's a restaurant or a hotel, if really you're only able to charge peak dollar to visitors during the 10-week summer season. So that's why it's so important. That's why it's important to get these activities grouped together in the shoulder seasons.
Rick, let's shift gears now to talk about another big event happening in the Pensacola area this week, and that is the first ever Innovation Awards competition. Talk about that, the boost it can provide not only to the winners of the prize money, but also to the Northwest Florida area.
This is not only the largest business plan competition that Florida's ever seen right here in Northwest Florida, but Space Florida has very generously made funding available that makes it a good proposition for businesses to enter. Our Innovation Coast Awards are a little bit different than standard business plan competitions we've seen across the state. If you win, you're going to need to put a location in Northwest Florida as a condition of actually entering the contest and then winning the prize. So I think it'll be good for Northwest Florida because it represents Space Florida dollars, which of course come from taxpayers around the state of Florida. And you know, from Tallahassee West, we're probably only contributing one out of every 20 of those dollars that Space Florida has available. And it's taking that money and spending a chunk of it, maybe not all, but a good chunk of it in Northwest Florida for an innovative business. I've looked through the list of businesses, some very innovative things going on, and I trust that we will, before the weekend starts up Saturday, we will have a happy winner, and hopefully the whole process goes well, and we'll have new businesses locating in Pensacola, or Northwest Florida more generally.
Finally, Rick, as we close, take just a moment to talk about Jobs Friday.
Sure. You know, the first Friday of every month is the national jobs report. We get the local numbers on the third Friday of every month. And so even though you and I are talking before those numbers come out, we do have an okay proxy. The ADP, Automated Data Processing, big payroll processor, the ADP report comes out on the Wednesday before Jobs Friday. And they're actually predicting growth of 232,000 jobs for the most recent month that we've just completed for October. And it's not always a good match with the federal statistics, but we rarely get a strong ADP report like this with decent job creation and then a weak federal report. So I think we can expect to see another federal report in the area of 200,000 plus jobs. probably won't move the unemployment rate significantly, but all in all, yet another good month for the labor market.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.